The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, the Eliezer said, "Ma'olam l'kid mani onam beis hamedrash." I was always the first one to arrive in the beis hamedrash every day. And Reuven Margolius in the Sefer Nitzitziar and Brachas Daf Beis says a beautiful pshat. He heard B'shem, someone by the name of B'shem Kligman, that we find that the very first Tana to be mentioned in all of Shas is Reb Eliezer. Name is Sekhanish from Ma'arvin. He's the first Tana mentioned in Shas, and that was a Midah Keneged Midah. That was a schar for the fact that he was always the first one in the Beis Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out that he should be the very first Tana mentioned in all of Shas. That's what he quoted, B'shem, the above mentioned person. And then he adds on to Reuven Margolius that he wanted to say that you also find, the Gemara says by us that the Eliezer was always the last one to leave the Beis Medrash. L'hiniach Adam b'Beis Medrash Ma'olam, he was always the last one out. And he says we also find, Taka, that the last Tana mentioned by name in all of Shas, in the end of Maseches Uktzin, is Reb Eliezer, and that was Vayta Mida K'neged Mida, since he was always the last one out, he was the last one mentioned all of Shas. So that was Reb Eliezer Mida K'neged Mida, he was the first one in, last one out, and therefore he's the first Tana mentioned in all of Shas, and the last Tana mentioned in all of Shas.